crazy. So here we go. Let's see what we got. Yeah. Late Ill Kid at one, y'all. So hold it down. Bring that street geek nerd. So what is up, my people? Today, another wonderful episode of That's Right, Black Together. It's a beautiful day. I know, scruffy, but you want to know why? Because this weekend we got the Rent Party 2 coming, Halloween 2020. Got tons of stuff to say about it, but I'm not by myself. I'm joined by the awesomely intelligent Lady Lisa. Say what's up.
Hey, y'all.
Whoo. So, guys, the Rent Party is coming. Halloween 2020. We're going to have a morning service, an evening service. It's going to be dope.
Yep. Y'all about to have comic church?
Yo, black comics, cosplay, gaming, music. Yo, we got it all. It's going to be dope. It's going to be a great place to come and hang out. You know what I'm saying? Drop a dollar in the bucket if you can. Help support the movement. We doing things. And it's going to be dope. Big shout out to, of course, Jason Reeves of 133 Art. Big shout out to Quinn McGowan of Project Wildfire and operative.net. It's going to be sweet. Cool panels, cool people, just a real good time. It's going to be live. So make sure you roll through. Now, with that said, we are coming to the close of our, what is it? Our three-part review of the three-part model homes from TD Jakes and Sarita Jakes.
Yes.
Or TD and Sarita Jakes.
Yes.
How do you, before we get into this last episode, maybe I wait to the end a little bit, but just to get an idea, how have you felt about this series in general?
It's just been some great stuff. You know, it really, you know, the points that they've made and mm-hmm. kind of the aha moments, you know, and just really breaking down and making it really simple about, you know, how to deal with each other. Correctly, I guess is the way to say it in terms of a marriage, when you're really want to focus on having a healthy marriage.
Good point.
And to really take care of your spouse in terms of dealing with them every day. And I want to mm-hmm. say too, I know this was done earlier in this year, but it kind of was right on time, in my opinion, for, you know, this quarantine and everybody being in the house, because y'all with each other a lot more often than before, you know? So,
yeah.
You know, this might be right on time for some folks before, you know, somebody getting ready not to make it out of this quarantine. And not because of COVID.
I agree. This has been a lot of fun to watch. A lot of good things to just learn and just to discuss. And, you know, I love anything that gives an opportunity to have like greater conversations about what's going on in your life or the lives around you and stuff mm-hmm. like that. So this has been great. And a good opportunity for us to, you know, spark a little convo here and on Instagram as well. You know, people in the comments of here, Instagram, back and forth about, you know, our thoughts on what TD and Sarita have brought to the table. Mm-hmm. You know, their own table, not the red table, you know what I'm saying? Their own personal table. But with that said, let's go ahead and get into this episode. I know you got copious notes, but this was a shorter episode.
It was, and it was set up differently because it was, you know,
the quarantine.
Once quarantine had hit, so this was from home. And what I liked about it was TD Jakes along with his three children and their spouses. Mm-hmm. So, you know, they were each, you know, from their homes, and they were kind of just having like a group discussion and, you know, kind of question and answer and that kind of thing. And it was mm-hmm. just really good. It was just really good.
Yeah. And I like how they touched on, you know, blended families. They touched on, you know, kind of dealing with the kids and how kind of like that stuff comes back from your own childhood.
Yeah. So this was more, this incorporated parenthood, whereas the first two were really mostly heavily about marriage. Mm-hmm. So this one incorporated parenthood, which I thought was, of course, appropriate.
Yeah. And to tie in, I'll start off with this, to tie mm-hmm. into this, I thought it was so so important because just this week I called my dad, telling him about something that Nerdsoul Light did or does, and I'm like, now I understand. And I, because I hit him up and I was like, look, I used to wonder why you would just jump up and be yelling at me. And now I understand. I'm like, look, if your mama been telling you to do this for X amount of, you know, 4 or 5 times, boy, just do it. So I don't have to hear it no more. But now it was funny. And then just hearing them talk about how, you know, making like home food, like I told you one time, my brother said, I don't want no home food. You know what I'm saying? Like how, like, you can't have no McDonald's nuggets. You're going to have some home nuggets.
You're going to pretend they're McDonald's nuggets.
You're going to get some home nuggets, and that's what your butt going to get. But so I like those moments of them kind of relating to their parents and, you know, remembering things that they did and seeing it come full circle. I thought that was fun. Mm-hmm. I really enjoyed that. So I think that's one of the things that, like, really I keyed in on. I thought that was cool because there's so many times that when we're young, we don't have the full, you know, we just don't have the full grasp just yet of how your parents have to operate with one another.
Yeah.
And whether it's like finance or whether it's just like schedules or people just busy or tired, you know, your parents are not your chauffeurs.
Right.
And just like, oh, I want McDonald's. What am I supposed to just get dressed and go get you McDonald's just because you want it?
But what, you know,
so that I thought that was kind of funny the way they handled it.
But, you know, just thinking about that, it's so funny, though, because I guess you have to, as a parent, figure out how to make that transition between meeting your child's every need. Because, of course, when they're babies and toddlers and whatnot, you're pretty much meeting their every need because they're just not able to, right? You have to figure out how to make those transitions and let them be responsible for things a little bit at a time as they're developmentally able to, until you get to a point where it's like, okay, this is no longer my responsibility, this is all
now
you.
Now it's your turn to take this on,
you know. And I know for me, even with you know, Nerdsoul Light, he's 2, so he's able to do some things for himself, and I have to catch myself and allow him to do the things he can versus me doing it because it's quicker, it's easier, it's less messy.
Just like, just hurry up and just do it,
you know.
We can move
but
on.
I have to be careful with that, because then it'll get to a point where he's not doing things he should be able to do simply because I didn't require him or let him do those things. Because there are some things he'll want to do, and I'll be like, no, because I don't want him to make a mess. But he needs to make that mess to be able to get to a point where he doesn't make a mess. So it's it's a lot to balance, just little things like that. It's a lot to figure out, you know, and to balance. And I think it would be easy as a couple to get into even small disagreements about those things. And I know we do sometimes. We get into small disagreements about, you know, things involving him and what he should be able to do and what he shouldn't be able to, what he should be doing, you know, those kind of things. And it's a lot to maneuver.
Yeah, and it was just fun to see that dynamic play out over, like, multiple parents. And, I mean, even there's a parent that I work with where, you know, he has a brand newborn. Like, I believe she was born, like, about a month ago or something like that. Like, less than a month, maybe. And they have a 2.5-year-old.
Oh, wow.
Like, she's, like, right behind her, so light. So, just dealing with, you know, the one that's running around.
Yeah.
And
the one that needs
everything. Like, literally up to the minute attention.
Yeah.
And just dealing with that parenthood in an interesting way. And this episode handled, you know, parenthood and also kind of maintaining your marriage as well, where you're not completely swallowed up by parenthood or parenting, that you don't forget that you have to, I believe he said, protect one another, if that was the term, because I know you have the notes, but I believe he said that, you know, you have to protect one another because, you know, there
you
are
times... You
have
to be each other's defender.
Yeah, each other's defender. Uh-huh. That's what he said. Because, you know, there are times where your kids will try to separate you. I mean, we have a 2.5-year... Well, no, not even 2.5.
Almost 3.
It'll be 3 next month. So he's
in December.
Oh, so it's not November yet. Yeah, I keep forgetting. It'll be November in a second. So it'll be three in December. And, you know, he's already learning, like, oh, mom said no. Let me go round to the other room and be like, hey, dad, can I have this? And I have to be very vigilant in trying to know if this is something that he's already asked for and it's already been rejected. Like, has this already been vetoed?
Yeah.
Because see, the last thing I need is to be in an issue where I'm getting fussed at because of you. I want my own personal fussings. All right. Oh, I don't need extra fussings.
Oh.
Because I done did something to help you out that you weren't supposed to have in the first place.
And we have learned a new word, y'all.
That's fussings. Right, fussings. I don't want no extra fussings. I want my own personal fussings that I ain't did nothing. Shouts out to Jenna James in the chat. Nice to see you. What up? What up? But yeah, so he already, or like, say if you take something from him,
yeah,
he'll run to me and be like, "Did you see that?" Yeah. Dad, did you see? Go get it. So it is funny seeing how.
Or he'll want to watch Spider-Man for the 15,000th time today.
Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse is dope, though. Like,
okay,
it is,
but
dope. But
he wants to
watch it a lot, a whole lot.
He'll ask to watch it, and I'll say no. So then he'll grab the remote and bring it to you as if to say, but father will let me watch it.
This is the funny thing. All right, so peep this. Like Lisa said, Lisa will be like, no, you can't watch it. We're watching something else. We can't watch this. And he'll snatch the remote real fast. Run, little legs just a kicking like this. Come over to me, put the remote beside me or put it in my hand.
And go, Spider-Man.
And I'll be like, what is going on? Because see, I don't know what's going on. So me, before I go to turn on Spider-Man, like turn on Miles.
I just told this little boy.
It's like, look.
We ain't watching Spider-Man.
Then I got to look at him and be like, look, your mom already said no. All right? And she already said no. I said no.
He got a covert operation. He didn't grab the remote.
And it's funny
tumbled
because.
Tumbled over on the ground.
Because he has no siblings. And during the, you know, the COVID era, the Corona timeline, it's not like he's been able to learn this from other kids. So it's just something that's like inherently in you. Like, oh, dad said no. Let me go ask mom. Or mom said no. Let me go ask dad. And just seeing how they say you have to be, you know, a defender. And then also not to hash things out in front of the kids. Like, you have to be like that united front. Like, no, we said you going to do this.
Yeah, we still got to work on it.
Yeah. It's, you know, it's.
Because we will definitely hash it out. And he's like, hold on, calm down.
I'll be like, we are not, we ain't fighting. Oh, man, that's right. The Corona timeline. I've been, you know, I love comics. You know, I've been, you know, so when I saw this, I'm like, yo, this is the Corona timeline, man. This is just how it is. But it's one of those things where he'll come in and we'll be going back and forth in the kitchen or something like that. And like, Hold on.
Calm down.
I'm like, there's nothing. We're not upset. You know what I'm saying? We are two passionate people, passionate about what we're speaking about, but nobody's angry.
Yeah, everybody's all right.
And no, you still can't watch Spider-Man. but yeah, hearing that part about being a united front, being able to protect one another, things of that nature, was something that was good because especially for the couple that has the blended family, they were talking about how, you know, there's a set of kids over here that don't really know me or my parenting style. And my kids don't know you really or your parenting style.
Yeah.
So, you know, trying to get on the same page as a family about what do we do. And they say even like the small things like when should the kids start dating? You know, should these kids have this amount of money or, you know, what'd she say, like, when to wear a two-piece or something
like
that?
Yeah, if to wear a
two-piece. You know, or makeup, or you know, are we going, you know, any you know, kind of day-to-day things that you could easily get your parents, especially if it's a blended family, into big arguments about, and they ain't did nothing.
Yeah.
Because, you know, there might be one parent that's like, oh, no, you know, two pieces, no problem. And then there could be another parent saying, no, there's nothing inherently wrong with the two piece itself. But we do have to guard against those people that don't always have the best intentions of young girls in their minds.
Yeah.
And, you know, we have to, you know, make some consideration for that, or at least be in a space where we're there to guard against them. I mean, guard for them if something were to, you know, come around or someone was to say something out of the way, something like that. Because, you know, just like young boys, and I remember you saying, we also have to remember that boys' bodies are sacred as well. Yeah. Just like young boys, young girls, there's that period where your body may be further than your
mind.
Kind of like, before your consideration for consequences and things of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
So being able to kind of be there to protect as a parent where they're coming up, but they're definitely not there yet.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that was cool too. But anyway, I know you got some other stuff.
I don't know. It was just, you know, a lot of just, you know, good little nuggets. This one was really different because they were just kind of, you know, jumping topics versus before it was kind of more of a flow. But I just love how they, you know, just talked about how you, when they said you have to be each other's defender and sometimes each other's translator.
So
that was like really important to me because, and they kind of touched on this before where it's like you say one thing and the other person takes it a totally different way. And so they get upset and you're confused about why they're upset because they're assuming what you meant. And they're just taking what you said a different way versus saying, okay, well, what do you mean by that? You know, and they just kind of pointed out that instead of assuming, you know, that other person meant to offend you, you know, you should just really be like, okay, well, what did you mean? I'm not sure what you mean because I'm feeling a little offended by what you said.
Like, and I've told you before because I learned this quite some time ago. Lisa may say something, I'll be like, look, I heard this. This is what I heard.
Yeah.
I know you didn't say that, but this is how I hit your boy, right?
Yeah.
I'm just letting you know, this is what I heard. And I mean, it could be crazy. It might be something that's not even close to, but I mean, even when it's not even close to what she may be meaning or saying, if you still hear that, you even have to kind of like hash that out. And, you know, from my side to hers as well, where she can be thinking that I'm saying some hard, and I'm like, no, I'm just so busy and tied up with doing this or that and the other thing. I'm not like what were you talking, when I'm like, what?
Yes. That man.
I can't stand that. I do have to, I'm trying to get really good at, when I'm like laser focused into work, anything that bothers me is an annoyance. And it's not, I'm trying to make sure I don't dump that frustration or annoyance off on, of course, my wife, because I don't want it to be a situation where like, get away from me. Arr.
Yeah, it's especially annoying.
But it is like, yo, I'm trying to focus, but I have to, go ahead.
It's especially annoying when I'm trying to get your attention because I didn't fix you something to eat because I know you haven't eaten. And the response I get is what?
What?
I'm like, well, I'm trying
to do things.
I'm trying to feed your behind.
And I thank you.
Do you?
Yes.
Because
I cleaned the whole plate.
It didn't sound like
a thanks. I cleaned the whole plate.
It didn't sound like a thanks when you turned around and told my son, what?
So, yeah, that is something that I'm continually trying to be focused on and trying to, like, remember, like, yo, just say, like, regular yes or something. Now, it's... you know, it be working sometimes. It be working sometimes. But I have to, you know, it's just those small things like that, that over time can kind of get on people. And that's why I love that they brought this stuff up, because the more that you hear from other couples, what they're going through, you know that your path or your journey isn't as rough or crazy as it may seem to you, you know, when you're in it by yourself. You know, when you're in it by yourself, you're like, oh man, I'm the only person that's dealing with this in the whole world, and nobody's marriage is like mine, and you know, everybody else's marriage is perfect because you're looking at Instagram or Facebook or something, and you're like, all I do is fight all the time. It's like, no, look, other people are having their little fights too. That's just marriage. But mm-hmm. as long as these little fights don't become big fights, like, yeah. you know, even when we go back and forth, it's usually about like small, insignificant stuff that's just like nitpicky. That's not really like, what was it? The last episode we were talking where you said, where I'm like, what are we really fighting about?
Yeah.
Like everything's all good. We chilling. All this is covered. That's covered. This is good. That's taken care of. We fine. Little guy is good. Everything. What are we really fighting about? Like, what are we angry about really?
And I think,
are we just kind of like in each other's space
exactly.
a little too much?
I was getting ready to say the same yeah. thing. I think it's an issue of, you know, we're in this apartment. It's not the most space, and we're in here 24/7.
24/7,
you know, like,
so yeah. you know, making sure there's time to and this goes back to like the first two episodes that they did of Model Homes, where he was saying he being TD Jakes was saying like he likes the music blasting super crazy, right? And his wife likes more of a serene kind of spa, you know, water trickling sounds and stuff, and kind of very calm and feng shui or something.
And that's actually kind of me and you know, yeah. when I'm really trying to relax, you know, I'll put on something really mellow, or like, you know, the water with the music.
Yes.
And you over there with Wu-Tang, you know, just banging it out with your yes. headphones on.
Yes. And that's something that I've been trying to get very, very good with doing. Like, you know, when I would, ever since I was young, when somebody would say, turn that down, I'd be like, turn it down. Turn it down. Turn it down. I'm about to turn it up. But now, but I understand that, you know, like this isn't, of course, like Nurse Old World. This ain't, nah, this is the place that we share. This is a place that's supposed to be both of our places of peace. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, sometimes you got to play Wu-Tang on like number 5 instead. Yeah. You can't put it on number 25.
Yeah, because when it's on 25, guess what? I'm hearing Wu-Tang too.
Yes. But then
all of it.
The way certain things are situated, at times I'm very close to the television. So the television that's being enjoyed by other people to try to drown that out mm-hmm. then ends up drowning, you know, bleeding into the, you know, audio bleeds
yeah.
into their space. So it's like it's more consider like more spats of space than actual real issues. Yeah. And the good thing that's you know, displayed here in these different, I guess, segments that TD and Sarita Jakes did, and also that's exhibited by like just talking about it and having other conversations outside of it, is knowing like, oh yeah, your marriage is fine, your marriage is cool. These are small spats about space. It's not a issue. This isn't a core value issue. This yeah. isn't. This isn't a situation where you're a liar. You're a thief. You betrayed me. These aren't issues of core character. These yeah. are just small spats about space that can be easily cleaned up if you're willing to be considerate to your mate. You know what I'm saying? So like was it yesterday or today? I can't remember when the music was too loud, and I was like, you know what? Let me go and turn it off for a while. I was like, you know what? I've been bumping the jams.
But then it's like,
I was like, let me turn it off for a little bit.
But then I felt like, you know, I was like, oh, so he wants to make it all or nothing. Like, if he can't have it all the way up, then he's going to take the headphones off. Like, I was asking him to take the headphones off. And it's like, I was just asking him to turn it down.
Well, there's two sides to that. One, I was turning it off because I was like, you know what? I have been bumping it for a while. Let me go and turn it off. Give it a break. That's what I was thinking. But then also,
give it a break for who though?
Give it a break for me and for you. You know what I'm saying? Like you, it's loud anyway.
But, yeah.
And this is going into my second point. if you can't bump hip hop.
But that's the thing.
It's not really worth playing.
This is my thing, though. The point of headphones,
yes,
right? The point of headphones is to be able to enjoy music without people on the outside hearing it.
Yes. And that's why, since you can hear it, I turned it off. That's what surprised me, because I'm like, so now you're still antsy about me now turning it off.
Because I felt like, okay, this is the way I took it.
I feel.
This is the way.
See, this is good. Let it out.
This is the way I took it.
God hit your heart. Let it out.
I took it as you saying, she don't want me to listen to this music with these headphones on. And it's like, no, I don't care if you have on the headphones. I just don't want to hear what's in your headphones.
Nah, that's not even what I was. When you said that, I was like, well, you know what? I have been bumping it for a while. Let me go and give it a rest. That's literally what went through my mind. I was like, let me go and give it a rest. I was like, because if I turn it down, I ain't gonna enjoy it no way. So, you know, just go and give it a rest.
I'm just wondering. I'm just wondering if your hearing is all right.
And then about an hour later, I turn it back on, listen to some new songs. But, you know, gave it a rest. Gave you a rest. Gave the music a rest. Gave my eardrums a rest.
Yes, please, because I'm just like, if I can hear every single word of it, and you have on earphones, Lord Jesus,
that's when it gets good.
But
I gotta be like,
but is your hearing all right though, brother?
Man, she don't need hearing forever. Man, look, I got two ears.
Do you?
Oh man, so stuff like that I thought was awesome. And then also seeing the happy marriages that have come from the happy marriage that TD and Sarita had was something special as well. You have these three couples that are, you know, that are together, that are, you know, working through, you know, day in, day out, becoming better couples, becoming better for themselves and for each other and for the children. And just seeing how that their new model for whatever their children will be was based on the model that you know, TD and Sarita were very, I guess, very intent on creating and fostering. And I thought that was dope. And I think that's something that, you know, that we can all kind of like take from that, is being mindful of the house and the atmosphere that you're creating, that your child will sometime in the future in some way exhibit.
Yeah.
You know, and not saying that they'll follow your household, you know, 100%. But there will be small things that, you know, you do, or that your friend does, or your boyfriend, or your new husband, or your new wife, or whatever, will do that, say, their mom did, or their dad did, or maybe their brother did, or something like stuff, you know, that they were completely surrounded by and engulfed in for, you know, all of their formative years until maybe even late in adulthood. So it is, I just thought that was special, seeing all of them on Zoom at the same time. I was like, this is a beautiful thing. Yeah. You know, you raised up your children. Now they're, you know, out raising their own. And that's legacy, man. And that's dope. And that legacy built out of continuing to try to cultivate, you know, a good love for you and your mate and your family. Thought that was awesome, man. Like, for real. That was real awesome.
It was. And I, you know, just the fact that they seemed to all be comfortable being open, you know, talking. They didn't at all. At no point did it seem rehearsed. At no point did it seem artificial.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You're right.
You know,
good point.
Anything. It just seemed like, you know, they were just having conversation and it happened to be on Zoom. And I really, really liked that.
What in the world? Yo, I have no idea. But anyway, yo, man, I have no idea sometimes. Sometimes I go to work in the morning, I come home at night. But I guess with that said, what I'll do to close this is, Model Homes is a great series. I know it's long. So, because we're just kind of like running back the highlights that stuck out to us. And of course, you know, different things will stick out to you, your mate, things like that. It is long, but for those that are very intent on either finding a mate or having a deeper connection with the mate they have, or either seeing examples and maybe, you know, like tips and tricks from someone who's been married. What are they married? 38 years?
I think you said
38. 38 years. You can't front on that. That's real time.
Yeah.
You know, they've been married longer than I've been alive, or just as long as I've been alive. So it's, you got to give them that. You know, you got to give them, and any couple like that, you got to give them, well, if they're married and things are still good.
Yeah. Because you know what I always say, I'm not impressed by how long you're married.
Yeah.
I'm impressed by how happy you are and successful you are in your marriage, because the only thing it takes,
because you can be married 50 years and be living and sleeping in different beds.
The only thing it takes to be married a long time is to not get divorced. That's the only thing it takes.
Yeah,
not
true.
File that paperwork. That's it.
Don't you file that paperwork though? Don't file.
But
it.
I mean,
don't
that file. That's it. You know what I mean? There's nothing else you have to do to literally stay married that long. It's just not file paperwork, but you
that's
could
word.
Be, you know, causing absolute hell for each other for those 50. It could be war to roses.
So it's great to get tips and tricks, get their perspective, and like I say to a lot of people that are dating, or you know, seriously dating. Don't be afraid to speak to like older couples, man. Older people that have been like older men or women. Like if you're a woman, grab a hold of the wisdom of some older women. Like, you know,
absolutely.
if you out here dating and say you're 20, 22 and you're out here dating and you're seriously looking for someone, not like playing around or something, you know, your friends might not have the best answers. Every now and then you might want to grab a hold to someone who's like 40, 45 and get their perspective on it. Or someone who's already in a relationship, like a couple that could, you know what I'm saying, you know, give you a greater and broader look at what could be going on in your relationship and whether it's serious or not. Because there's a lot of times where we think, it's all over, it's crazy. And like, there's couples that have been married like twice as long as you, and like, that's nothing. You're fine. So there's a lot of times when, you know, we blow up our own situations because we think we're alone. And I think this is another one of those good examples. Similar to like Black Love on OWN. That shows, you know, like other couples have gone through trying times and they're still making it. They're still standing and ways better for it. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, it's not always going to be, you know, beautiful roses every day. But it's, you know, the work that it takes to kind of like plant and, you know, kind of grow those roses that makes it dope.
Yeah.
That's how I feel about it. I feel for those great series.
Yeah, it was.
I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it a lot.
Yeah.
So how about you?
Good. Yeah, it was good information. It was good. I would say good guidelines, you know what I mean? Like things that made you really think about, you know, your own behavior and interaction in your relationship and how you can really change and adjust some things. It's kind of, to me, it was kind of like a checklist of, okay, are you doing this? Are you doing that? Do you guys do this? You know, do you do that? You can improve here, you know, that kind of thing. It was a good guide on really how to treat each other. And how to interact with each other and how to take care of each other. You know, make sure you're caring for your spouse as you interact with them. It's not just an exchange every day, you know, where you're just kind of, you know, spitting out words and just passing each other by and, you know, making an exchange kind of.
Yeah.
Like you're really taking care of each other.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Well, guys, with that said, thank you. Thank you for coming through. Thank you for chilling. Thank you for hanging with us. We made it through the whole series. Next week, I don't know what we're going to do. We're going to do something fun now. We're going to do something fun. Have a good time. Don't forget, tomorrow we have Beast Vibes Life. So if you want to get your hip hop discussion on, holla. And do not forget, we have Star Trek Discovery on Thursday. We have Subsume Media with Dedrin Sneed and Robert Jeffrey on Thursday, and Star Trek Discovery on Thursday, and Mandalorian comes back on Friday, and Rent Party on Saturday. Yo, look.
So, do we have lounging on Friday?
Yeah, we do have lounge. We got lounging on Friday, and we got a walk in her shoes on Friday. Yo, together. we got a lot, y'all. Like, look, big shout out to all of our Patreon supporters.
Yeah. And this is why he is unshaven, because he is working 50-11 jobs.
50-11
right now, doing 50-11 videos and podcasts and all this other kind of stuff.
Yo, man, yeah. I promise the shade will be good soon. But to my Patreon supporters, Boogsworthy, Enrique Carrion, Fillmore Pockets, Jamal Lee, Kibi23, Panda, Sean Wynn, Thought Crimes, Tim I, Tyler B. Thank you. You guys help so much in trying to make all this stuff and make time to make all this stuff and keep little knickknacks and stuff running. So yeah, it's dope. So, NERDSOUL, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all them places, hit that thumbs up if you like what you're seeing. Hit the thumbs down if you don't. But if you hit that thumbs down, you know what week it is. Mandalorian is back. So I'm going to send the Mandalorian after you. You ain't going to like it. You ain't going to be pleased with that. Also, podcasts if you rather listen. Spotify for that music. I got a new joint coming out with Architron, which I'm going to leave you with in just a second. But do not forget, Halloween 2020, this weekend, this Saturday, you can be right here chilling with us. Don't go out and get that COVID candy. Stay in and hang out with us in the Rent Party. It's going to be dope. Man,
why gotta be cold? Oh, you mean don't go trick or treat?
Yeah, don't go trick. Don't. No, you trick or treat with us. All right?
I still might go to the store and get that candy, like,
oh yeah, yeah,
like earlier in the day on Halloween, because it's it won't be on sale yet. I'll go out and get candy on November 1st because it'd be on sale. That's the trick, y'all. go get candy on November 1st
post-COVID candy,
because it'll be 50% off in the stores and stuff, right? Because of course they're trying to get rid of it. Yeah. And that's what I do, because I don't be giving out no candy. I ain't sharing no candy. I'm going to the store and buy some candy to sit in the house and, you know,
eat candy myself.
That's right.
So, of course, I'm gonna leave y'all with Arcatron. That's ARCKATRON.com. Dude is dope. Space Bridge in stores. It's worth your time, y'all. Y'all need to get it. So, from us to you.
Bye, Jenna Lisa. James.
Oh, yeah. Bye, Jenna James. Lisa, say peace.
Bye, y'all.
And from us to you, even Nerso Light 2. Peace. We out, y'all. Yeah. Yeah.